Hello you, I'm Chris Addison. Without thinking about it, name me a Soviet composer. Go on, just the first one that comes into your head. Now, unless you're a right clever clogs or you're being deliberately obtuse, five will get me 10 that you just named 20th century genius and all-round drama queen Dmitri Shostakovich. Certainly who I'd say. You can't really blame me. And in fact, I can't really blame you. We in the West simply don't know much of the music of that particular place and time. Bit of Dmitri, bit of Prokofiev, maybe a bit of Schnittke or Weinberg if we're showing off, but otherwise, not much. I was thinking about this a lot last year during the 12-month-long Shostakonanza to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the man himself's death. Never one to look a displacement activity in the mouth, I naturally took the opportunity to do a big old deep dive into the depths of the Soviet music world and brought back with me five composers to tell you about whose music you might get a kick out of or, at the very least, whose names might help arm you for a particularly tough pub quiz. The first of those names is Nikolai Andreyevich Rostovits, a remarkable composer who tried to bring about a revolution in music itself, to tear down the bourgeois system of classical composition and replace it with a considered, intellectually rigorous alternative that meant, in precisely the way that the revolution of 1917 did, to bring into being a better and more dynamic future. The world moving onwards and all that. Whatever the Russian is for, avanti. Nikolai Rostovits was born in 1881 in what he described as a godforsaken half-Ukrainian, half-Belarusian hole, which is quite the quote. That is a man who would have thrived in the era of TripAdvisor reviews. Rostovits' early life is some version of that age-old classical music